It's hard to imagine how there are over 100 sushi restaurants in the Boston area, despite sushi hadn't really been a thing until the late 80s. But now that it is here to stay, sushi pairs very well with the climate of Boston. As 2.3 million tons of fresh fish are transported to and from the Seaport District, it makes sense why you can get really great fresh sushi for cheap, if you know where to find it. Hello and welcome to Boston Food Hunt, the show where I talk about popular published food rankings and give or contrast those rankings with my insight and personal experience. I will be honest, sushi is probably my favorite type of food. I literally think that in terms of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, sushi is at the top of the pyramid. I don't think I could get sick of it even if I tried. After all, like, the fundamentals of sushi itself is a thin slice of fresh raw fish laid on a bed of vinegar-esque rice. It's one of those things that you either love or hate, and most people can be quite vocal on those opinions, but I digress. First, let's have a chat about the culture of sushi in Boston. As I mentioned, sushi became a semi-popular food in America around the mid-80s, but Boston kind of lagged behind on that trend for a very long time. Interestingly enough, an article from 2012 caught my eye, the title being, "Why is Boston Lacking in Good Sushi?" from the online news outlet Eater Boston. Now, why does Boston apparently lack good sushi? Their simple answer was, to quote from the anthropologist that they interviewed for some reason, quote, "The first wave of sushi in the US went to places where there were high-flying businessmen. We, on the other hand, got the second wave, which is cheerful and cheap sushi," end quote. The article pretty much disparages cheap sushi as a whole, which I find fascinating because I feel that Boston's collective mentality has completely done a 180 and flipped. Yes, there are great places where you can pay $25 for a single roll, but the true Boston spirit is that cheerful and cheap sushi that the article so sarcastically mentions and dismisses. It's finding that perfect middle of inexpensiveness but great quality, where the X and Y axis conjoins in perfect unity, the yin and the yang, so to speak. This is what my Instagram Reels and TikTok is flooded by.
If you're in Boston, you have to check out this affordable sushi spot in Back Bay.
If you're looking for a spot with quality sushi and affordable prices, then you should check out this restaurant with several locations across Boston.
If you're looking for delicious and affordable sushi, you need to check this place out. It looks like a small hole in the wall, but they serve up some super fresh fish and creative rolls.
Pop, you're broke, but still want affordable sushi in Boston.
These are three meals in Boston for under $10.
Cheap eats in Chinatown, Boston.
Now, don't get me wrong, there is nothing that I love more than a nice sushi place. But cheap sushi is a sport, and social media agrees with me on that one. So let's sift through the recommendations and find the best of the best. On the topic of cheap eats, this episode is sponsored by HelloFresh, which provides farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, and is even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. Pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options, and skip weeks when you need to, like me, try every cheap sushi place in Boston. Change your delivery date or update your preferences all in the HelloFresh app. I personally like HelloFresh because as a college student, groceries can cost me an arm and a leg to get, and I usually have to take the tea, which is not very fun in the middle of winter. Their recipes, however, are quick and fun. Go to HelloFresh.com/playoff16 and use code playoff16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/playoff16 and use code playoff16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. So, how does it hold up? Price-wise, looking at the menu, I would say that it does indeed hold up. $6.45 for a salmon roll and $4.25 for two pieces of sushi. Are you kidding me? To put into perspective, their vegetarian rolls are a bit over $5. Walk down the street to the grocery store Roche Bros and you can pick up an avocado for the same price. I checked out the 42 Beach Street location to decide for myself whether or not Avana Sushi lives up to its hype. And walking by, you might even miss the storefront. It's a small little market with three tables and a kitchen. Aesthetics-wise, it is quaint, unassuming, and brings a strange sense of comfort and warmness. Look upwards and you can see dozens of styrofoam plates glued to the ceiling with hand-drawn artwork done in pen. Who drew them? When? Who knows? Walk over to the sushi bar and sit yourself down in one of the three chairs. It's very much a grab-and-go spot or an intimate, casual eat-in situation. It really just depends on what you are in the mood for. When I went, I got basic salmon sushi and a vegetarian roll. My meal was ready in under 10 minutes, and I was presented with a plastic to-go container filled to the brim with ginger wasabi and my basic order. The 10 minutes I was there was bustling with to-go orders and DoorDashers. Not that many people were there to sit down and eat. For what you pay for, the sushi is decent. You can tell that they make the sushi as soon as you order, but the cuts of fish itself are above average, I guess, but not as amazing. My overall notes on Havana Sushi is that if price is your primary concern, and you want sushi better than what they have at the grocery store, then Havana is your best bet. I can imagine it is a very popular place at lunchtime when people working in offices need their quick lunch break. From a college student perspective, they won't judge you if you walk in with sweatpants, and they are open until 9:45 at night. Sushi Time is next on our list, and this one intrigued me. Ranked 4th in the top 10 for TripAdvisor, Sushi Time is located in Downtown Crossing. So what's so intriguing about it? This comment caught my eye. Quote, food court surprise. What a surprise Sushi Time is. The quality of the sushi and the taste. End quote. Yes, this sushi spot is located in a mall food court. Now for diehard foodies, some may turn their nose at the offer of food court sushi. It's quite literally a sushi place in the same room as Charlie's Cheesesteaks, a Subway, and a closed Dunkin' Donuts. There's hypnotic neon signs, and the food court looks like they haven't remodeled since the 80s. Their prices closely match that of Havana's, however, their sashimi is about 50 cents more. But what I specifically liked about my experience there was the great customer service. The woman behind the counter gave me great recommendations and mentioned that they offer pre-made rolls, but if there was a specific kind that I wanted, I could wait 5 minutes and I could get it fresh. With that in mind, Sushi Time gets the Lily stamp of approval. If you're on the go and don't have time to wait for someone to make you sushi, you can just go to the counter and point out what you want. If you're willing to wait, they make you order very quickly and you can be on your way with excellent sushi.
Whoa. Let's take a step back from Sushi Time and avert our attention to Sushi 101 with Professor Lily. What makes good sushi? You can tell if sushi is good by the rice. If it's cold, it's not good sushi, but if the rice is slightly warm to the touch, then it's good. Now if the fish is thick and chewy, it's no good. If the fish, however, on top is thin and melts in your mouth, then congratulations. You're eating great sushi. You have now graduated from Sushi University.
Anyways, Sushi Time I think is my favorite, personally, on both the TripAdvisor and Yelp lists. You truly get that cheap price, convenience, and freshness. Now, unfortunately, where I have to knock a couple of points off is that they do close at 5:30, so it really is a lunchtime spot.
A quick mention that I felt wasn't as great comparatively, but still was on the Yelp and TripAdvisor's list, is Love Art Sushi. I feel like I sort of cheated with this one, as I ordered a bowl via Uber Eats, so I didn't get to talk to anyone or check out the environment. Also, I technically got poke, which is more Hawaiian than it is Japanese. It was kind of a heat of the moment sort of thing. Regardless, I judged as fairly as possible as I can. If someone ordered me in the future something off of the menu from Love Art Sushi, I'd still happily eat it, but I have to say the salmon that I got was, God forbid, chewy, which was surprising because of the raving reviews it has received on both platforms. But anyways, I don't want to disparage it completely. I'll leave that up to our
weird one-star reviews!
It's now time for that segment I like to call Weird One-Star Reviews, and for some reason, people feel entitled to share their opinion online and get really, really angry in the process. After eating at Love Art Sushi, William decided to write this wonderful message as a review.
The concept of the sushi is horrible. They do not honor the art of sushi, but instead treat it like a Subway sandwich that you just roll up and sell. They don't even cut it into pieces, so you have to rip through the seaweed with your teeth. You can't customize the rolls, so you're left with one ingredient sushi, like avocado, which has no flavor or seasoning. Americanized sauces like mayo are served as options. Do not go here if you want real sushi.
Well, I don't know why William didn't really look at the menu before ordering. And the reason why it's not as traditional in the sense is because it more is on the Hawaiian culture of using, like,
I don't know, basic ingredients and making good food. Like, I'm sorry. Especially, what's funny is that the highest rated review and has the most likes, it comes from Nari saying, "The tofu here is perfectly cooked and marinated in a sweet soy sauce." So, I guess we all have our differences on what is sushi and what is not. In second place on Yelp's list is Tora, located in Chinatown. Now, this place has a very special spot in my heart. On special occasions, I do love to bring family or friends here if they are visiting from out of town. Or if I'm in, like, a sad mood, this will be an instant pick-me-up. I will say, though, the prices are considerably higher compared to others on this list, but I'd say it is definitely worth it, as you truly get what you pay for. Sushi is double in price compared to Havana, with $8 for two pieces, but their basic sushi rolls, such as avocado or California rolls, are still around $10, which I'd say is pretty standard. They also have great ramen, appetizers, and cooked foods for those who aren't into the raw fish scene, which is quite arguably, by the way, the most fresh and high-quality fish on any of the lists combined. It's another one of those small restaurants with only four tables and a sushi bar. It's underground, tucked away, and feels very private of an experience. There's minimal decor, but more in, like, a brutalist, avant-garde type of way. I like this place because it really feels like an experience eating the food, and I quite literally think it would be a crime to order to go and not sit down or look inside the restaurant. But it feels wrong to give it to the spot for top best cheap sushi, as it is slightly higher and isn't as convenient either. I do want to say that I acknowledge my whiteness. I really don't want to say that a restaurant is deemed authentic or not, but Tora does taste like the real deal. It's the least Americanized from my basic perspective, but then again, I just really like food and I didn't grow up in the culture. If you do go to Tora, I recommend the Pink Lady Roll, which has torched salmon on top. They also have the best sea urchin I have ever had. Literally, if butter was a sea creature, it would be what Tora is serving up. So I 100% recommend this place if you're in the treat yourself kind of mood. There's been a lot of great options on both of these lists, so here are my final thoughts. If you're looking for the cheapest sushi and you don't care about anything else, then definitely go for Havana. It's kind of a cult classic in the downtown Boston area, and for all the right reasons. Conveniency is also a great part about it. They're probably best for their cooked rolls, in my opinion, when I go there again, I'd definitely get their cooked rolls. I don't hate Love Art Sushi, I just feel like they're a better and stronger competition in comparison. Again, give me a bowl of their poke and I will eat the entire thing. It's also more Hawaiian cuisine, which is definitely an entirely different list altogether as well, which I did check, and it is in second place on Yelp's top poke places. Now, Tora, I love you. You treat me like the little foodie heart that I have. I'm like a cartoon character floating into the restaurant with hard eyes. This place is where you get your raw fish, and you're not really breaking the bank with this one, but it is the most expensive on Yelp's list. So while this is one of my favorite restaurants, I can't say it is the best cheap sushi. I give that title, however, to Sushi Time. It's quick, convenient, and great. There's no atmosphere except for the food court setting, but again, that's not what you're here for, and they're not trying to be something that they aren't. You can't get wrong with whatever you order, whether it be cooked rolls or raw sushi. And their bento boxes are $10, which is another bonus if you want something in addition to sushi. I personally like the tamago and sushi that are tuna the best, and if you want to spend a couple extra dollars, their salmon volcano maki is excellent. With a name like Solvent Salmon Volcano, you know that you are getting an experience. And spoiler alert, I love salmon, but this one in particular is especially delicious if you want to get into raw fish, but want to ease into it. So with that, Sushi Time wins. I think that as time progresses, we will start to see more and more sushi places pop up around downtown Boston, as I think demand for it will definitely match that. I'd like to see one of these places become more of a prominent cult classic, or have another one not on this list rise from obscurity. There aren't any sushi places really of prominence in the Seaport District, but I feel like that would be also the ideal spot for a cooled foodie mecca for sushi. I don't know, if any restaurant entrepreneurs want to reach out, I can give you my 2 cents. But in the meantime, these are the places that TripAdvisor and Yelp say that are the greatest of Boston, and I wholeheartedly agree. That concludes this first episode of the Boston Food Hunt podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me absolutely nerd out about sushi. Thanks again to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. Use code PLAYOFF16 in case you forgot. And in the next episode, I will be talking to a special guest who knows the inside industry of the food world of Boston. Hear about food writing and cooking this Friday at 9 a.m. See you then, and have a great rest of your day.